You have probably heard a lot of this the last week. And from what it seems, people either love or hate fireworks, at least based on what they say online. But is that true? Do Michiganders hate fireworks, and should we be allowed to have nearly a week to light them off?
I would say rather than a whole week, I'd limit to like 3 days. And I think the current law, I believe, also allows for multiple holidays. You can do fireworks on other days. I would limit it to the 4th of July.
I'm Brian Fisher, and this is the Daily J. 4th of July is one of the most anticipated holidays in the nation. A day to go on trips or enjoy the warm weather, capped off by a beautiful fireworks display. If you were to ask online about people's thoughts on these displays, like we did here at WWJ, you'd get a wide range of answers from love to hate, but not a lot in between. So I was curious if people thought that way in real life. So I trekked my way out to the nearest store and I asked some locals.
It doesn't bother me because it doesn't bother me. Like last night, it was some people this morning came in complaining about the fireworks going on past 11:45, but I enjoyed it. And I took my grandbaby outside and sat on the porch and we watched the fireworks last night on the porch. It was over there, it was over there, it was over there.
No, I think they're great. I think they're great. It's a great thing for the community. And I like to see, you know, another event that the whole community can engage in.
I like those, yeah. I mean, I'm not one to go and see them, but I like that people are able to go and see them. But, like, stuff that, I guess, in, like, backyards and stuff, it's a little iffy for me as well because, I mean, it's noisy.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think they're great. I mean, I don't have any problems with them.
Those were the voices of Tina, Michael, and Tejas. Just some of the people whose shopping trips I interrupted when I wanted to ask them some questions. At the end there, Tejas added a caveat, though. He is iffy on people's backyard fireworks. In Michigan, individuals can launch their own fireworks from July 29th through July 4th, and even July 5th if it falls on a Friday or a Saturday. While nearly everyone I spoke with loves the professional shows, people were much more split on these individual shows. Here is local shopper Michael again.
No, not so much for the personal fireworks. You know, it used to be that a couple people would do something. Now it seems almost continuous.
Yeah.
You know, it's going off the last several evenings, you know, and it does get old after a while.
Does it, like, disrupt anything? Do you have any pets or anything?
We do have pets. My older dog, who passed away recently, it terrified her. But right now I've got a couple of younger dogs. One of them's a little bothered. We actually went to the vet and got him some medication just to help calm him a little bit.
Meanwhile, another local I spoke with, Clayton, believes as long as you are adhering to city ordinances and doing so safely, everything is A-OK.
Well, we live in a free country, thank goodness, but we have an ordinance that says you can't shoot them off except within this time period, days and hours. Abide by it.
So as long as you're abiding by it, you're A-OK with it?
Fine.
So can you tell me a little bit about your experience shooting fireworks off, having fun?
Went down to Ohio to buy them because Michigan at that time didn't have real good ones. So we bought a couple $100 worth every year, came back, safely lit them off. So we followed all the procedures that one would have for safety, taught my grandkids how to shoot fireworks safely. Had a great time.
Michael mentioned it earlier. People aren't the only ones affected by fireworks. He said his dog was terrified and had to be put on medication. And that's not uncommon. But it's hard to prepare your dog with medication when you don't know when the fireworks will go off.
What's really hard, I think, are the pop-up fireworks, meaning people lighting them off at their discretion. The individuals who have dogs with firework anxiety can't really plan for it. So I think they're a little harder for my patients because they come up very unexpectedly. Whereas if we know the municipality has fireworks scheduled, my clients can give their medications to their pets to be as well prepared as possible. So I think that's, for me as a healthcare provider for pets, that's the hardest part, is it's harder for us to plan. So I'm often telling my clients, just medicate the whole week. You know, we're giving extra meds the entire time for those what ifs, because we can't always plan when the pop-up fireworks are going to occur.
That was the voice of Dr. Marie Hopfensberger, an assistant professor at Michigan State College of Veterinary Medicine. In fact, some dogs can be so scared that they become traumatized.
I definitely have patients who struggle with sort of what I call 4th of July PTSD, that they do not go out to potty after dark thereafter. They don't want to do anything after dark outside the home. They might be more reactive to other less intense sounds. So I definitely have patients that mid-July, because we already have most dogs with noise phobia, might also be struggle with both fireworks and thunderstorms. So they're already kind of stressed because we have more thunderstorms this time of year. Then the 4th of July happens. And I have a handful that really decompensate. And we have to spend the next few months kind of rebuilding their comfort level with the world outside, especially after dark. They very much associate it with that nighttime, and they're like, we're done. Sun is setting. I am not going outside. I'm not doing anything because I'm not sure at any moment a big boom could happen.
Trauma is very real, but not just for dogs. Paul Brake, the city manager of Royal Oak, points out how these lengthy displays can be a painful reminder to our veterans, too.
I've never served in the military, and for some individuals that have mental health issues that have been suffered combat-related injuries, so the PTSD, I could only imagine that it'd be horrifying, and to have to experience that all over again. And, you know, aside from the pets, I mean, I can take care of the pets, but for those individuals, really looking at the greater good of what is the impact to them. And so I think we need to be cognizant of that and help out our veterans.
Change could be on the way, though. There is a new bill in the state Senate that would allow certain cities and suburban areas to reduce the days allowed for these displays to July 3rd, July 4th, and July 5th only if it falls on a Friday or a Saturday. That's something city manager Brake could support.
Since it addresses specifically densely urban areas, I guess by and large, I'd be in favor of local control, but since we experience similar issues as other densely populated areas, I would be okay with that, because unfortunately in public policy, you always have people that are on either side. You know, there'll be some that'll really like it and some that'll be opposed to it. And on those issues that the state perhaps would take the heat off of the local units of government. So if that's a state imposed legislation, I would be okay with that.
Dr. Hopp believes that tighter window would help her and her clients prepare better for their pets.
I would love the tighter the window, the better to me, mm-hmm. is that having as precise of times and shortest would be my bias, is a certain amount of time and really precise windows in the evening so that my clients can prepare their pets to get through those tough spells.
But local shopper Michael thinks that maybe that fireworks bill doesn't go far enough.
Yeah, I would limit a little further. I wouldn't want to see them eliminated. Hopefully people will be safe with them. You know, unfortunately, sometimes they're not. Yeah, I would say rather than a whole week, I'd limit to like 3 days. And I think the current law, I believe, also allows for multiple holidays. You can do fireworks on other days. I would limit it to the 4th of July.
So do Michiganders love or hate fireworks? Well, it depends on who you ask, and in all reality, it's probably somewhere in the middle. But if you are partaking in fireworks, make sure you are doing so safely and within your individual city's rules. Thanks to Paul Brake, Dr. Marie Hopfensperger, and all the people on the street I spoke to for lending their thoughts to this episode. I'm Brian Fisher, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.